Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution is here, my guide on the sanctions regime by the United States and by the EU because of Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Topsy-turvy now with conversation between Russia and the United States in Riyadh, conversation between the leaders of the EU plus UK in Paris yesterday and again today virtually. Conversation about war's end and post-war. In the meantime, more sanctions from the EU directed at the Shadow Fleet, naming 73 Shadow Fleet tankers and 13 banks. Michael, a very good evening to you. Every time we mention oil, we think about the sanctions regime and its leaking because of the Shadow Fleet. Last week, we had a report that the European Union or NATO were finally going to do something about those tankers and intercept them if they crossed in front of their war fleet. Now they're sanctioning 73 Shadow Fleet tankers carrying oil. Is it effective, Michael, or is this rhetoric that we get out of Europe?
No, it is effective. It is important because if you look at the price of oil, which is a great indicator for global development, you will find that immediately after the Biden administration imposed the sanctions, immediately many of these tankers were stranded in the high sea near China, near India, and oil prices shot up. And they shot up by $8 per barrel from 75 to 83. And now they're back to 76. So this means that, indeed, the situation has improved for oil because the countries found ways to use their ports, especially in China. Provincial governments in China allowed those tankers, which were under sanctions, nonetheless, to bring their oil to the Chinese ports. So generally, if you look at the oil prices, you will see how sanctions work. And adding additional 73 to the 183 that the Biden administration and the United Kingdom put under sanctions a month ago, this will indeed again influence the global oil supply. But if you look at the big, let's look at the big picture. If you look at the big picture, the shadow fleet and the shadow tankers is not a Russian story. It's a global story. And they started years ago with the sanctions on Iran and with the sanctions on Venezuela. And for a long time, even before the Russian war against Ukraine, about 2 million barrels a day, which is about 2% of the global oil supply and close to 5% of the total crude oil exports, was shipped not by Russia. It was shipped by the shadow fleet to various countries, including Europe, including Latin America, from countries that were under sanctions. So the shadow fleet is not a new story. It's a global story, and Russian sanctions just added to it. But for Russia, it is very important because it is connected with the price cap. And the price cap is now $60 per barrel for the crude oil, which means that anything selling above $60 per barrel is under sanctions, and it has to use the shadow fleet and the shadow tankers to transport it to countries that import oil. And now the big intriguing story is next Monday, because on the next Monday it is expected that the war started three years ago on February the 24th, 1922, the G7, including the United States, are supposed to issue a new declaration, and there was an expectation, I don't know how it will work out, there was an expectation that the new price cap will be announced, which will be less than $60 per barrel. So it's very intriguing to see how, under the current conditions, the Western countries will work on this.
These are EU sanctions, and I note a report from Riyadh following the talks between Secretary of State Rubio and Foreign Minister Lavrov There's deep concern. This is a comment by one of the observers, EU official. There's deep concern about how we, the EU, can keep up economic pressure on Russia if the U.S. delinks in sanctions from ours. So the U.S., if it backs off from sanctions, and Mr. Rubio has suggested that that's part of the conversation in Riyadh and will be going forward. If the U.S. drops its sanctions, does that mean the European Union sanctions stop being effective?
No, the European Union will continue its sanctions, and even if the U.S. may not drop its sanctions, it's just a negotiating point. The Russians demanded it. That was their first demand, to get sanctions off and to unfreeze their frozen foreign exchange reserves, their frozen assets. But even if the United States takes the extreme assumption, would somehow ease the sanctions, still the Russian natural gas will not return to Europe. Russian oil will not return to Europe. The United States, in the trade sense, is not very important in these sanctions. The big thing is Europe. And the embargo on Russian oil will continue, and the price cap may be not strongly enforced, but it will continue. So the frozen assets of 383 billion of frozen Russian assets, only 52 billion are in the United States. The rest is around the world, in Europe, Japan, everywhere. Australia, the UK. So altogether, even if the United States somehow makes concessions for Russia, Europe still has a very strong leverage.
There are also sanctions now on Russia's aluminum. Is that significant, or is that just a minor part of the story?
It all adds up. It's about a couple of billion dollars a year, which is, again, very important for the Russian budget. But the most important thing is oil. And the Europeans are a bit kind of dishonest about it, because at the same time, they increase their import of Russian liquefied natural gas, 24 billion cubic meters. France is the biggest buyer. So Russia is still making money in Europe on fuels.
Speaking to a young woman in Moscow, it's a very cold winter, looking forward to spring. She reports that the mall stores are filled with fashion designed by Russians, because Russian women, because the European designers have disappeared, and she was gleeful about it. It appears that all the shops are now filled. Does that mean the sanctions have failed?
No, the upper classes and the upper middle classes receive their imported goods at premium, paying extra from all neighboring countries, because lots of neighboring countries, Armenia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Central Asian countries, and Turkey, they are now the middleman countries. They are buying Western goods, and they are exporting them to Russia, and the Russian upper classes are paying for it. So all prohibitions and sanctions are kind of, they have lots of holes. If your audience and you and I, if we lived through the Great Depression, I didn't, you didn't, but some people might have, the people remember that there was a prohibition. At the same time, whiskey was brought from Canada, and all nightclubs were full of liquor.
And so what we're seeing is normal conduct during wartime, when there are shortages, and well-to-do people don't suffer those shortages. Is that the point?
Precisely.
I should take?
Precisely.
And she mentioned that all the stores that left will have to find new space if they come back, because the Russians have apparently generated a lot of copycats, including McDonald's and Starbucks.
Michael? There is always a substitution. You see, there are two big factors here. People are entrepreneurial. And so there is always a substitution for what's missing. And another thing is globalization. We live in a global world.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.